Good morning. Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
This is what company?
We are a call center, ma'am. I can take a look at your account and tell you which company you have an order with.
Okay. My name is Joyce Covington.
What was her name?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Covington, C-O-V-I-N-G-T-O-N.
And your zip code, Ms. Covington?
37804.
Your email is joycecovington3@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have you to verify your address for me?
2710 East Lamar Alexander Parkway, Maryville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Please hold while I pull that account for you. Okay, I see that you completed a survey offer. You paid $7.95 on November 11th for your entry into the cookware set.
Okay.
You did the three-question survey, and you entered into the survey offer. Now, there's
yes,
also
and
a monthly
called,
membership. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I called them and told them not to take no more money out of my bank.
Do you have your cancellation
and
number?
I canceled it
for you.
Do what?
Do you have your cancellation number and I can pull the recording for you?
Because I called and canceled that, and it should not be coming out of my bank.
Okay, what is
and
the
I don't know
amount
if
that you're inquiring about?
It is $39.95.
Do you have your cancellation number so I can take a look at that for you?
I don't think I do, but I did call and cancel it, so it should not be coming out of my bank. Because it took me a couple of days to get a hold of them to get it canceled. And I remember canceling it. And my husband, everybody was here when I canceled it. So
now,
they,
on
it
the
needs
order,
to go back.
There's a double membership. Did you cancel both of those, Ms. Covington?
Yes. I told them not to ever go back into my account and take any more money in a minute.
Okay, because you had to call and cancel both of those, so make sure that you cancel both. But I can take a look when you give me that number.
Well, I don't have that number. Unless it's in my emails. Hold on a sec. I got you on speaker. I got to go in here and look and see. But, no, I told them not to take my account. I canceled it out, and they had no right going in there. Okay, that's the order number. And that email tells me where they refunded my money.
Now, that's that may be for the other, because like I said, you have two on the account, two memberships. So I don't show that a refund is issued on this charge. So
now,
should you cancel both?
I don't know. But I want that money put back in my account because I did not give direction and I told them not to do it.
Okay, so you had to have canceled both, ma'am. What I can do as a courtesy is I can go ahead and make sure that this part of the account is canceled, and I can honor a 35% courtesy refund of the charge.
Do that.
Okay, let me give you a cancellation number. Make sure that you write this number down. Are you ready for the number? I'm sorry, was that yes?
Just give me 1 second.
Sure. Let me know whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, what is it?
So I'm canceling your account. There will be no further charges going forward. And your confirmation number is C as in cancel, 681-532-418. Allow 3 to 5 business days to see that refund back into your account. And is there anything else for you?
It's C681532418.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer care, Ms. Covington, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.